Welcome to Pop a la Carte, episode 42. I'm Tatiana, and I'm here with
Valerie
and Angela.
And on this wonderful day, we are going to discuss the bloodbath that was Upfronts this year and the shows we are happy got saved. One of which will be Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. We'll also talk a little bit about Deadpool 2 and something called Hunt for the Wilder People that feels inspired by Deadpool, perhaps? I don't know. We'll see.
One of the actors is in it.
There we go. There's a connection between Deadpool and 100 other people. And that's what we are talking about on Glee. Okay. And remember, you can find us at withanaccent.com for news, interviews, and reviews of your favorite television shows and hopefully foreign films. And you can also reach us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram at With an Accent, or on Twitter at Pop a la Carte Pod, where we will hopefully remember to post the podcast.
Yeah, I'm really bad at that. I need to give you access.
And now let us begin with Upfronts. What surprises were in store for you?
That's the most formal intro we've ever had. I love it though. It was really cute.
Thank you. I try to be both formal and cute.
Okay, well, the least surprising Upfront slaughter was The Exorcist, but I'm still really sad about it.
Yeah, because sometimes you hope that
was coming.
Yeah, sometimes you hope that, like, the acclaim will pull through, but with sci-fi, it's kind of harder to have acclaim.
Yeah.
Or I guess this is the religious genre, but still kind of
horror,
yeah.
Well, to be honest, I was surprised that it actually survived the first season.
Getting a second season at all was a shocker.
Mm-hmm.
So when the numbers went down for the second season, there was really no chance that it was going to be renewed, but still, it's so good. It's still worth seeing, and I still, like, yes, there's some open-ended, but the main, each season had one family that it was following, so you can still, like, if people want to go back and watch it, it's not going to feel completely open-ended.
Right. You're not, like, missing out.
It's not a huge cliffhanger where you're not going to get at least some kind of finale. There was an overall story, but that you'll never get a conclusion to, which sucks, but it's, that wasn't the most interesting part of it for me anyway, so I don't think it really matters.
Okay, that's good. Did you have a particular show that you mourn the loss of, Angela, or that you are glad to see live another day?
It's just Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Yes!
I watched that in The Good Place.
Yeah.
Like, that's all I watched.
Yeah. I was so, like, it's funny because for me, I was positive that Brooklyn Nine-Nine was going to get canceled at the first half of the season. I was like, it's going to get canceled, the ratings are too low, and I'm okay with that. Like, 5 seasons is a good number of seasons. Mm-hmm. They're going to reach 100 episodes. Jake and Amy are going to get married. I'm fine. And then they changed the time slot, and the ratings went up. And then I was like, well, they don't need to cancel it now. Great. Yeah. Awesome. I'm no longer prepared for cancellation. And then they canceled it, and I was like, excuse me. I told you I was not ready anymore. I take it back.
You did not prepare for that show.
Exactly. So thank God.
I'm so torn about this. Like, they've really been setting it up for it to be the end. Like, you have, I mean, they're managing the Jake and Amy stuff really well, even in terms of her having her new job.
Yeah.
But then they're, like, setting Holtz up through the commissioner, and he's going to, like, leave them.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, I want to see everybody together. The end. But then, like, I've been waiting for Gina Rodriguez to be a love interest.
Yes.
For Rosa. And then I found out she's a love interest in the finale, and I was like, no! But now we actually will.
Yeah, now we'll actually get a season out of it. But yeah, I also thought they were really setting it up for a final season, which is why I was, like, okay with it. But I still feel like at that point, once you've had 5 seasons, you should announce a final season, you know? It's only right. So, I'm glad NBC saved it.
Is it only getting one more season then?
They didn't say a final season, but it is a 13-episode season. So,
oh, okay.
I feel like unless the ratings are, you know, really good,
I think it got a lot of attention because of this. Because, like, I even, one of Matt's cousins in Wales has a, I think she's 16-year-old daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And she posted on Facebook, like, a GIF. And it was one of those things that was going around where it was, like, how is a show, like, or only in America is a show like this canceled? And it's completely out of context clip. I don't even remember what it was. But she posted it, and she's like, what the heck show is this? I have to be watching. So I knew what it was, so I told her. And now I think she's watching it.
Yes!
So it did get some attention
out
of this. But
and it's crazy to me, though, because, like, if you look at, like, Tumblr, right? I know that's like a whatever random metric, but like you look at Tumblr and then like a lot of the popular shows, and by popular I mean shows that get high ratings, like, you know, people will make a couple gifs or whatever, but like it's mm-hmm. and then the shows, like a show like Brooklyn Nine-Nine has so much relevance that like a gif with like one of the jokes from it will have like 96,000 reblogs, you know?
Yeah.
It's like huge numbers. So like if you've got 96,000 people reblogging a gif on Tumblr, there's probably a lot more that are actually watching it. So,
because not everybody uses Tumblr.
Yeah, right. And not everyone uses Nielsen ratings, right?
Yeah.
Which are super outdated.
They really are.
Yeah. So when Brooklyn Nine-Nine was canceled, it like trended for like 2 days before, mm-hmm. up until it was picked up by NBC. So.
Is NBC the one who makes it?
They were the ones that originally ordered it. So like it was gonna go to them. Mm-hmm. And I think it is like Universal was the... Mm-hmm. You know the word, studio or whatever.
Production company.
Yeah, production company, thank you. And so it was for NBC, and they passed on it, and it went to Fox. Mm-hmm. And so now NBC is like, well, come back. We take it back.
Mike Schur, and his other stuff is NBC.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So, my friend has some dream world where Eleanor from The Good Place is one of Jake's half-sisters.
I buy it. That makes total sense.
And we actually did have his half-sister episode, we were like, that could kind of be Eleanor, actually.
It could. She was a lot like Eleanor. Yeah.
That's funny.
Maybe he has another half-sister.
From, like, Arizona or somewhere like that.
I think they should do a crossover when they have it on NBC. Why not?
Speaking of a topic we had, like, weeks ago, many podcasts ago, of, like, British stuff we want to steal, of, like, a Good Place, Parks and Rec, B99 crossover would be such a good, like, comedy relief special.
Mm-hmm.
That would be fun.
Because, like, yeah, you don't want to screw with the show and actually try to make it happen, but, like, a little 20-minute, like, comedy relief thing with all of them would be amazing.
Yeah, or, like, a Christmas special, right?
So, just call me.
Yeah, a comedy relief is coming up. Comic relief is coming up. They could do something for that, and that's on NBC, isn't it? They should do that.
Oh.
Somebody should come up with that idea. It's way too late now. But next year. Next year they could do it.
There you go. Comic relief next year. That'd be awesome. I like it.
That's a really good idea.
You gotta tweet that out.
Yep.
Make sure they see it.
I need a Twitter.
Yeah, you need a Twitter.
You can
it out.
Use ours. You're allowed to use ours.
Twitter. Right. I'll talk to my friend. I'll be like, let's tweet our like general thoughts.
Right. There you go. In less likely to find salvation news, Lucifer was also canceled. And
I feel like that one shocked me more, even though it shouldn't be, because I know it came close before, but for some reason when I saw that I was like, wait, what?
Yeah, I thought like the ratings were decreasing, but I wasn't expecting cancellation. Like that was that was surprising. Although I will say, like, I think the ratings did dramatically decrease because of not Tom Welling, who is great, but Tom Welling's character, who was not great.
Who was really, really not
great. And eating the show.
And what was that? Like, we're gonna get married tomorrow.
That was crazy.
What, like, was that?
It made Lucifer regress a lot just so that he could be jealous about the situation. And then Chloe looked stupid because you're like, why are you even, like, what is happening right
now?
She
looked like an idiot. Yeah, I was like, you're smarter than this, honey. What? Yeah.
And that's her boss.
Yes.
Just everything was wrong. Everything was wrong. And then, of course, with him suddenly, like, a mortal being who has now decided he doesn't want to be mortal anymore because Chloe liked him for a week, I guess. Anyway, there's problems. So that's so I was hoping to get to the season where we didn't have him anymore.
Yeah, that would have been nice.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, and I'm torn on that ending.
Mm-hmm.
And whether, because, like, okay, at least we got to see her find out for real.
Yes.
But at the same time, I almost wish we hadn't, because now I actually, like, I don't think I cared much. I enjoyed watching the show, but I wasn't invested in it. Mm-hmm. Whereas now I'm like, no, I really want to see what happens.
Yeah.
Right. I want to see how she reacts and what happens next, and we're never going to get that.
Yeah. Because
I really don't think there's any chance it's going to. Although it trended number one, too, when
they did. They trended highly, and the cast is clearly very invested in getting it back. I just don't know.
Its only chance, really, was CW, and CW says they don't want it.
Yeah. Why did CW not want it?
Because they have too much, apparently. I think that's what they said.
Yeah, I mean, they did fill their plate.
They're happy with the shows they have. And then they didn't pick up Wayward Sisters, which,
like, what
the fuck is that? I was
surprised by that. And they said it was because it wasn't creatively ready or something. Yeah. I was like, that seems odd. That's
You've been
surprising.
Working on it for, like, 2 years. What?
Yeah.
What's... Yeah.
That doesn't seem believable.
They need to give up trying to spin off Supernatural, because apparently they think the only reason that works is because of the boys, which is probably,
probably true.
But,
yeah, which is too bad.
Yeah. Too bad. Just make half the episodes next year just the girls. Yeah, right. Like,
yeah, people would be mad.
Yeah, people would be really
we
mad.
We want our boys! Yeah. So, yeah, that's not gonna happen.
Yeah.
So you don't have other shows to watch, so you don't have other thoughts. Angela, right?
I'm trying to think of anything else. There, it was a slaughterhouse, but I don't, like, know what else.
Okay, well, Gotham's got the final season now, so they got renewed, but final season. Because I remember when Lucifer got canceled, I was like, well, there goes Gotham. There's no fucking way they're renewing Gotham. But
I know this for our very passionate reviewer, and she's already mourning Jessica. She's already mourning, what were we just talking about? Exorcist.
The Exorcist, oh, Exorcist, yeah.
She's also our Timeless recapper, and she seems really sad.
Is Timeless, has it been canceled yet, or are they still on the...
It just still seems to be unannounced, I think.
Yeah, which is crazy.
Which is probably, it's going to get canceled.
Yeah.
I can't believe it got saved the second time, but it didn't maybe increase the numbers or anything.
No, the numbers didn't increase. The numbers increased for the finale. But,
that's not helpful.
Yeah. And
on it's... her site, like, her reviews, I mean, because I edit them all. You know, and her reviews are so passionate, it makes me want it for her.
No, I know. I want it for, like, those fans are super passionate. And I've tried, I watched, like, the first 7 episodes of Timeless, and it's just not, like, I mean, it's not a bad show. I just wasn't like, oh, I need more, you know? So, I thought it was good.
I watched the first episode, and I was like, yeah. I can't do this.
It's too historically inaccurate for you?
Pretty much.
Yeah. So it's just funny to me, because it's like, people are really passionate about the main ship on that show, and I guess I haven't gotten to the part where the ship gets good.
Yeah.
But I also feel like if I'm 7 episodes in and the ship isn't good yet, then is the ship that good?
Yeah, 7 episodes in, it should be, you should be hooked.
Yeah. And I love having ships.
Because that's a really long time to set it up.
They are Twitter Fan Tuesday for this week.
Oh, well, so perfect.
Last week blew up.
Yes, because of Malik. You know what, Malik shippers, I love y'all. I love y'all. Yeah. Y'all are the best.
So I just first come, first serve on the Friday night group, like, you get to pick.
Yeah,
awesome. For that week, so we're gonna see how popular it is.
All right,
it's fun to gauge it.
Yeah,
just can, be like, how can crazy I pick are West your Allen fandoms
for the next week? Then
you are 4 weeks. Like,
oh, I have a.
There's a line.
Okay. Well, 4 weeks out. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. That's another timely one. The one that we are very on, because
I don't think there's
saved.
Any other shows that...
I guess we could first say, like, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. got saved.
And that was a shocker.
No one expected that.
I saw that and I was like, wait, what? Yeah. I sent Matt a text message. Matt, who never responds to text messages, by the way. And he immediately responded with, wow. So that was a big deal. Yeah. Obviously, he was surprised, too.
Yeah, I mean, someone at Disney really loves the shit out of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., because I don't understand.
And what's weird is they're not saying that's the final season.
Right.
But it is going to be next summer,
mm-hmm.
and it's only 13 episodes. But in the call, the upfront call that the ABC head, he did, that he was talking about it, and he said that they think that'll be really good for the show, and that they're not committing to it being the end, because he thinks that might actually, he said... And this is funny, because he said he thought creatively they excelled this year.
Yes.
Which is funny, because I was so not interested in this year, and I don't know what that is. Maybe I was setting myself up, because I knew.
It was the end, yeah.
Because by the end, I was like, I don't care.
I mean, I think that, like, I think they started off really strong, but then it's like the lighthouse plot, it sort of, like, got, like, after a while, you're like, okay. Mm-hmm. And then when you, like... the world's gonna end, but you know the world's not actually gonna end. Like, there's no way the world's gonna end.
Yeah, because it can't.
Yeah, because it can't.
Unless we're just setting this up as a different world than the Avengers.
Yeah, so, I don't know. I guess I can see, like, I thought the first half was a lot stronger than the second half. I thought the second half had, like, several episodes of, like, lull.
I felt like there was a lot of stuff in the second half that was kind of rushed. Like, I liked Felinda, but then when it happened, I was just kind of like, this doesn't feel organic. It felt like, okay, we just need to put it in. We just need to do something. Because I thought it was the end.
Yeah, exactly.
And it didn't, I don't know, it felt, and that was part of, I know that's how they wrote it, because it obviously, the episode, especially like when he kisses her, and like, it's supposed to be a surprise.
Mm-hmm.
But for some reason, I was just like, this doesn't feel, I don't know.
Interesting.
And I like them.
Yeah.
So,
But I don't know. I was just not into it. I was not into any of the ships by the end of it.
Yeah.
To be honest.
You know what? I have a lot of feelings about the Fitzsimmons thing.
Yeah.
Because, like, I know Fitzsimmons is obviously the most popular ship on the show. Yeah. And it's never been, like, my favorite ship on the show. Mm-hmm. My favorite ship was always Belinda. Mm-hmm. But Fitzsimmons is, like, there was a long stretch of time where it really felt like it was the ship of the show.
Mm-hmm.
And then this season, I don't know, it kind of feels like there was, like, I like to watch shows from, like, a battle for dominance perspective. Like, what POV or what character is really coming out on top.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, it usually ends up being dudes, right?
Yeah.
Unfortunately. Hmm. Even when Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., like, Daisy is sort of, like, the face of it.
Yeah.
But it's, like, Daisy and then, like, Daisy Coulson father-daughter dynamic.
Yeah.
Which is sort of, like, the heart of the show. And they went back to it for the 100th episode.
Yeah.
Which sometimes they've veered away from it in recent seasons.
Yeah.
Especially, like, after Ward died, Daisy got, like, less prominent every season.
That's true, huh?
But this time, she made a comeback. So that's good. She made a comeback this season. The only thing is, like, because of that, I feel like Fitzsimmons kind of, like, deflated. Does that make sense? Like,
yeah.
They got, their work best, or at least I think the writers like them best, when they're tragically separated.
Yeah.
And so when they're not together, and they're not even on screen together, it's, like, that's when they're most powerful. They're most magnetic.
Yes.
So, like, he rescues her, he proposes, it's great. And then it's just kind of, like, nothing's really going on, and then surprise, they're getting married now.
Yeah.
It's today's the wedding. And also here's their, you know, progeny from the future.
Yeah.
So then you're like, oh, because there's gonna be a lot of Fitzsimmons. But then after that they're like, hi, I'm your grandson. Hi. Maybe one or two kisses after that. They didn't really, you know.
Yeah.
Just Fitz being like, I'm crazy now.
Yeah.
And Jenna being like, I'm crazy if you're crazy.
it's not a problem exclusive to Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
No.
After a lot of writers struggle with once a couple is together.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and that's one thing, kind of calling back to earlier in the episode that Mike Sharon has always done really well, is you put couples together, but then you don't dominate them together as a storyline. Like, they
right.
get A plots and B plots, and they just occasionally you give us them do really cute stuff together. And I feel like that's what's weird about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is that they would have that built in. Like, they could do that.
Yeah, I mean, they have so many characters that they can cycle through that it's not, you know.
Yeah, but they seem to have struggled with still making them, like, cute and you be invested while, like, not having them tragically separated.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, they take it to the literal extreme with Fitzsimmons.
Yeah.
Like, you've got Mac and Elena there who are the couple that are, like, they're always together even when they're not, you know, like, they're fighting, they're not on the same page, but they're still together and you still get those moments with them. And that's also, like, the lowest of keys a ship. You know, like, no one's like, Magdalena! But they're, like, the best written one.
You know, I think, mm-hmm. and I think that's why, after the season, actually, I think they became my favorite.
Yeah.
Because it was just, like, they're real.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like a real relationship.
Yeah.
And it's, yes, it has its up and downs, and yes, it's S.H.I.E.L.D., so it's extreme up and downs. But it just feels the most real, whereas the other ones just feel like a drama.
Right, right. And with Belinda, the problem was that they went so far back on it. Like, they were really pushing forward in last season.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was like, JK, it was an LMD.
Yeah.
So that flipped it up on its head. And then they didn't come back to it really this season until...
until the end. And exactly. That's why I was like, but what? You didn't talk about it for all this time. And now it's like, and it's on.
Mm-hmm.
Completely.
Turn it back on.
Let's not, like, slowly turn it on. It's...
Yeah.
You know, we're at 11. Mm-hmm. It's like, wait, what?
Yeah. So I don't know. For me, it's, like, interesting because it feels like the final, like, nail in the coffin of I don't know what, but, like, to literally replace Fitz, like, our Fitz is dead and we're gonna go get past Fitz.
Yeah.
And replace our Fitz with that Fitz.
Yeah.
So I'm like, that is, like, they were like, we are done with it. You know?
That was weird.
You even this married.
Like, James Gunn, great shit.
Yes. Yes. And it was super weird because they weren't even, like, mourning him because they were just gonna go get a different
one. They're like,
that's
fine, we're good. Yeah. That's okay. It doesn't matter. That. Yeah, I forgot. This is the one before they're, like,
before they even get married.
They're not engaged.
Yeah, they're not even engaged. So, like, are they gonna re-propose and re-get married? Or is she gonna be like, by the way, we're married now. Put on this ring. And we're gonna, like, I have so
that's
many questions.
Weird.
Like,
that's
I mean, I spoiled the finale, but I haven't watched it. But, like, if they go take him out of space, how is he going to rescue them from the future?
That's, okay, oh, and that's the thing, because the time loop broke, so this time, I guess, they never went to the future?
I guess.
Because, like, that's what I think.
That future didn't
happen anyway. So, yeah. But then they should have all ceased. No.
Not ceased to exist, but, like,
yeah,
have totally different memories now, right?
Yeah, something should
have. Like, that's the question. Because I don't get why there's still a Fitz in space. Because Fitz did go rescue them. So unless they're, like, going to travel in space and time to find the Fitz.
Well, technically,
that's what it is, because he's in space. He's in space because he rescues him in the future, right?
Yes.
Okay, so that's why. So they're gonna go to space and find the Fitz that just left to rescue them.
Yes, and Enoch will even be there.
Yes, and Enoch will be there, so they could grab him too.
Yeah.
And but if he never goes to rescue them, then how do they not get back?
I don't know.
Like, how do they get back?
I think you're not supposed to, like, you're just really not supposed to think about it. Is, like, basically the point of it.
Yeah. Because that's like, if you take it too far, then they're going to end up disappearing anyway, because they shouldn't be there. That's the...
Yeah.
The snag. I don't know. It'll be
just
weird.
Don't think about it.
Yeah.
Just let it.
I'm less invested, like, as we've said, in Fitzsimmons this year, but that doesn't mean I wanted that ending.
Right.
Wait, like,
no.
I was really surprised by that. And then I was trying to understand what was actually happening, and I was like, wait.
Yeah.
Oh, so this isn't...
But it was so strange to me, like, to not have a Fitzsimmons scene in the episode where he dies.
Yeah.
And then to not have Deke didn't say farewell to either of them. And
yeah,
we
he's
don't,
just gone.
Yeah, we don't know if he disappeared because the timeline broke or if he's just enjoying his, you know,
yeah,
Earth. We don't know. And then she wasn't there with him when he died. It was so strange to me.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was weird. But I thought it was a good episode.
I guess,
I was like,
Mac and he, like, made up?
Mac and he made up. That was nice. Yeah.
Because their friendship,
nice,
I like.
Nice bromance. I like that. Yeah. I don't know.
And then what are they going to do about Coulson now?
Right.
Are they going to be like, oh, by the way, Nick Fury showed up again and saved my life?
Exactly.
Again?
Like, I'm sure that they will save him.
Yeah.
You know, they'll find a cure for him. But I wonder what would happen if they didn't. Like, what if he just died off screen and then May came back? You know? Well, Coulson died. Time for us to continue.
Yeah. And then he could just keep appearing in flashbacks in the movies.
Yeah.
Right. Kind of. Said, like, he had some Entertainment Weekly, I think, article talking about, like, I mean, kind of. And, of course, this is him probably being coy because, you know, they're, like, NDA'd.
Right. Yeah. They're not going to actually
just
say.
Like, he was, like, I feel like this could be it, really. Like, that's an end for the character. It's a good ending.
It is. See, that's the thing. It's an end for the character, but for the show to go on without the character would mean that it wasn't, you know, like that whole episode where it's like, S.H.I.E.L.D. is in your head! Your S.H.I.E.L.D.! You know? Like, that is really, like, emblematic of the show.
Yeah.
So what would S.H.I.E.L.D. without Coulson look like is very interesting.
Yeah.
And I can't decide if it's, like, what I want or not.
I honestly think it should have just ended there. I really do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, as much as I've enjoyed the show, I felt like that was a really good ending.
Without Fitz dying. Just take out Fitz dying, and then it's a great ending.
And, well...
Even with that, their
thing is that, you know, now you've got the possibility that they go find him. Like, you can believe whatever you want to believe with that, I guess.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you can kind of believe whatever you want to believe there. And it just, you know, there's a future for a bunch of them,
mm-hmm.
and if they ever wanted to do something with them somewhere else, which is never gonna happen. They're never gonna do the movies. But
so sad.
I know. But it just feels like now, especially if they try and bring Coulson back, mm-hmm. it's gonna feel really awkward.
Yeah.
Because it's like, hey, great at oh no, okay, never mind.
Mm-hmm.
We're just gonna, like, pretend that didn't happen.
He unretired.
Yeah. He unretired and there was another miracle by Nick Fury or whatever.
Yeah.
He's got more Kree blood now.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe he's an Inhuman now. I don't know.
Or
keep
maybe,
giving him in Kree blood.
Yeah. Maybe it's like a new, it like unlocks a power that he didn't know he had. Like, he's dying and then suddenly it's like, reborn. Like, oh wait, I guess I can't die. I just come back.
He's become a phoenix.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. I don't know.
A way to, like, Nick Fury him and that, like, they bring him back but he's not there all the time. Like, he's not, like, in the field all day. Like, Nick Fury isn't in every episode.
Yeah, I guess they could do that.
Yeah.
But I feel like if they were going to revive him, it would be because they want him around.
Yeah.
You know?
It's all or nothing, I think, to be honest.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't really fit the narrative to bring him back and not have him be part of
the
show.
Maybe it'll be...
I'm sure Clark Gregg will do it
mm-hmm.
if they want him.
Yeah. Maybe it'll be him. I don't know. Maybe it'll be him. It'll be up to him. It'll be up to Clark Gregg, is what I'm saying. Does Clark Gregg want to come back or not? Here's a question for y'all. what do you guys think about Daisy stepping down as leader and giving it to Mac?
I think I was kind of sad that they went with that. Mm-hmm. But the way that they wrote the story, I think it made the most sense narratively. Yes. That the way they wrote themselves into that being the only thing that really made sense. Because, yeah, she wasn't
doing a very good job
at all. But, and I had talked to her about it at New York Comic Con, mm-hmm. about the possibility of Daisy becoming, because this is before we actually knew she was going to be really become leader. And I liked that idea, and a lot of people, it was actually, I think, fans on Twitter that had suggested that, and I was like, that's a really great idea. So it's kind of, yeah, sad that you set it up, and then we're like, nope, but she can't do it. That's the story you decided to tell.
Like, it feels like they were like, we want you to know she can't do it. you know what I mean?
Because everybody keeps asking about it.
Yeah.
We're going to make it clear that she would not be good at doing it. Yeah. That's the only reason we're going to do it.
That was, I don't know. Yeah, it's kind of interesting. Like, I get that she was, you know, clouded because Coulson is her daddy. So she obviously wants to save him.
Yeah.
But I don't know. And of course, Mac is the most morally centered character. Like, that is true. Yeah. So
it's funny, though, that, like, Fitz and Simmons and Yo-Yo voted, so easily that he should be when it was like, okay, but they
just like an episode ago.
It was like, but he wouldn't have let you do what you did. You had to lock him up to get you to do what you wanted to do. So obviously you're not entirely on board with his choices.
I was like, obviously you wouldn't actually listen to him. I mean, that's why you want him to be leader. Because you're like, I won't listen to him. I'll just lock him up again.
Yeah.
Oh.
That felt kind of
poor Matt.
Yeah.
I will say, though, I was
just really glad he wasn't the one who died.
Yes. Oh, my God. I would have said he died.
I was like, that was going to be really bad.
And I saw something like, they're like, a Max gone status or whatever, like, when they were, like, promoting the episode. And I was like, excuse me, is Max going to be gone? Because then I will also be gone. But I will say I was proud of myself, because in my reviews, I kept saying that, like, oh, it's going to be a really tough choice. I'm going to have to decide between Coulson and the world. You know, like, I don't think that May's going to choose the world. And people would be mad. And they'd be like, excuse, obviously the right choice is the world. They're not going to go for Coulson. And I was like, and then she went for Coulson. Because, duh.
I was like, wow, okay. Let's just let everyone die. I'm like,
she's like, if Coulson's not alive, no one gets to be alive.
Yeah. I'm like, wow, okay, that was pretty extreme.
That's just Marvel's theme these days.
Exactly. If we can't save Vision, we shouldn't save anyone.
Yeah, I'll never get over it. That was the worst. I was like, but he's a robot, and there's all kinds of Wakandans dying, and you're just gonna, what? This makes no sense.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Sometimes that little no-kill rule can be a little ridiculous.
Yep.
That's all right.
And then it's going to turn around and be the opposite, and Cap's going to sacrifice himself again in the next movie, because we all know it's probably going to happen. Speaking of the, you prepared yourself for one thing and not, you know.
Still not ready for it.
I'm still not over it. I saw it for the sixth time on Thursday.
Oh, wow. Six times.
I think I'm done.
Yeah.
I think I'm done.
You're good.
Yeah, I was like, okay, I just really wanted to see it in 2D at the Chinese. Mm. So we saw the last showing in 2D at the Chinese.
Nice.
Now I'm done.
I tried watching it a second time. We went to go see it a second time, and my friend got sick halfway through, so we did not get to finish.
Oh no!
So I was like, well, I was not meant to watch this movie again.
Matt says it's his favorite.
His favorite? Like, Marvel movie?
Yes.
Wow.
I know, right? I was like, you'd like to be depressed.
Yeah, that's an interesting selection.
Yeah. Anyway.
It was my favorite adventure movie. So there's that.
Apparently it's mine, because it over, when I did that, like, you know, there's that test of the, like, pick one or the other thing that's going around, and it makes your rankings for you.
Oh, I want to do that.
It actually put it at number 4, so it's above Avengers now for me. According to this thing.
I'm going to have to do that.
That's how I felt at that moment.
Rank it for me. Anyway. Huh. Any final thoughts on S.H.I.E.L.D. before we move on?
No. Maybe a year and a half will, you know, it's a year. I guess it'll be a year. Will make me, like, anxious for it again.
Yeah, but right and now, maybe like, it'll come. Cool. Maybe it'll come after Avengers 4.
It is.
Yeah, and then they'll incorporate something from that. Yeah, into right. It.
Did you see what they said about it? That they consider basically the last like 3 episodes took place in one day.
Yeah.
So that's why they mention what's happening in Avengers,
but they don't take it further.
But they don't go all the way. Mm-hmm. And yes, but the head of ABC said that's not why they're waiting.
But you have to assume that they were like, can we please wait? Because this is just not going
to
work for
us. They'll probably ask to wait. Because
they were obviously not told what was going to happen.
Yeah. That would make sense. And also, it would just be weird knowing that it's been previously in the universe.
Yeah.
And then suddenly now you're like, why hasn't anyone disappeared yet?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
This way they can be like, wasn't it weird when you disappeared for those 30 minutes? And then you came right back?
Or 10 years.
Or 10 years, yeah.
That's what it's going to probably be.
But then they'll reset it. They won't actually, people won't actually be aged 10 years.
And only some of them will remember.
Yeah, exactly.
So S.H.I.E.L.D. can ignore it.
So S.H.I.E.L.D. can ignore it.
Yeah.
Precisely. Anyway.
Yeah, no, I think that's it.
All right.
There's no other slaughtered... I mean, there's a ton of shit that was cut, but nothing else I care about.
Yeah, I mean, like...
Oh, The Expanse!
Oh, that's right! Yes. And that was such a good show!
That is such a good show, and it's not at all surprising that it was canceled, but it's really, really sad that it was.
Yeah.
Because it is a really, really good show, but sci-fi are stupid and don't know how to handle science fiction.
Which is ironic.
Yeah, I know. I mean, to be fair... Americans have a stick up their ass about science fiction, which is why Lost was never classified as science fiction, even though it was totally science fiction.
Yeah.
But still, it's really, really sad because it's actually a very, very good show. And so, yeah, it's sad to see it going.
Yeah, that is really sad. And also, I feel like Krypton, like, hasn't been announced or canceled yet, but I feel like it had, like, not that much better ratings than The Expanse, so I'm wondering.
Really?
Yeah.
We're getting another Batman prequel, by the way.
I know, Pennyworth, right, for Epics.
Yes.
Epics.
Why?
Exactly.
Why?
Like, who needs to know what Alfred was doing before he became a butler?
Yeah.
Not I. Meanwhile, the Metropolis show is being, like, shelved or whatever. Like,
oh, is it?
Yeah. So I'm like, I would rather have a Lois show than an Alfred show.
I mean, but it's interesting, like...
Metropolis was about Lois. Yeah, it was, well, that's the thing. It was supposed to be about Lois, but then they were like, let's also just put Lex in there, just because, you know, no one's gonna watch a show about just Lois, so.
Yeah, I actually said to a friend, I was like, okay, DC have to have some more interesting characters than they can mine, instead of just continuously doing the same two proper, because it's always Superman or Batman related.
Right.
It feels, you know, we've only gotten a few others, it's like,
they've got plenty of other interesting characters. I mean, at least now we're getting Doom Patrol. Doom Patrol is happening.
Okay.
So that'll be interesting.
Yeah, I think it was Craig pointed out that, like, he would watch a show based on another Amazon.
Yeah.
Besides Wonder Woman. I was like, I'd watch that.
Yeah.
I mean, yes, it's another, you know, like, related
to something.
Because, like,
the cool thing about Wonder Woman is that she came from the Amazons. So, like, if you see what else the Amazonians are doing while Wonder Woman is out on Earth, that'll be interesting.
Yeah.
You know?
It could be.
But oh well. Oh well. I am excited for Batwoman to be in the crossover next year. I'm just... For the DC TV crossover?
Yeah.
I'm just not excited for Arrow to be, like, her vehicle of introduction. And also, right now, the biggest chatter surrounding Batwoman, Kate Kane, coming, is people being like, does this mean Maggie Sawyer will come back? Be like, no, I don't need Maggie Sawyer or fake Latina ass to come back just because of Kate Kane. Especially when people don't want her with Kate Kane, they want her with Alex, so it's not even connected. Like, Renee Montoya exists. She is actually Latina, and she and Kate can be together. Okay? Thank you. Thank you. That is all.
That's funny.
The one DC show that doesn't have all these problems is the one for children that I'm watching with my kid.
DC Superhero right Girls?
Aww. I loved how after the Alfred show was, I'm gonna just call it Alfred show.
Alfred.
After that was announced, everybody was like, "No one tell Robin from Teen Titans," because like the that's actually in the prequel or the preview for the Teen Titans movie.
Oh, really?
There's a part where it's like there's an Alfred movie and he's like, and nobody's making anything about me. And then it's like, aww. So
that's
sad.
Funny.
It's so true.
That's
poor
funny.
Robin. Anyway.
Tears.
Yeah.
Tears. All right. So, next up, we can talk Deadpool 2.
Or you can talk Deadpool 2. Because this is, I still think it's weird that, like, I didn't feel compelled to go see it.
Mm-hmm.
Even though, I mean, I liked the first one.
Yeah.
But I was like, and I will see the second one, but I didn't feel the need to rush out and see it. I don't know.
I mean, because it's not like, to me, I mean, if the stars had aligned, I would have gone, but I rented the first one. I also didn't see that one in theaters either. But the draw for Deadpool is not the plot. So it's not like, opening day, if Deadpool's here, I gotta go, you know, see it. Like, you know what you're getting, and it's something that it can wait.
Yes.
So
yeah.
It's not enjoyable, but it's not like, I gotta clear my schedule and make sure I get to see this.
That's definitely true. That's definitely true.
Yeah.
I really, like, I loved the first movie a lot. Mm-hmm. I was really, and so I was, but then I wasn't excited to see what the second one, only because it sounded like there was problems, you know, like, yeah. First with the director change, and of course, even though it doesn't affect the, like, story, but, like, that stunt woman dying,
yeah,
was very, like, I was like, I don't like that feeling. That yeah. does not make me feel good. And I don't like Josh Brolin.
Yeah.
And, well, I know that, you know, I guess Diane Lane was later like, he didn't punch me in the face that bad, so we should all move on. But but I still don't like him because of that. So there was lots of reasons that I was like, but in the end, I was like, you know what? Let me see it. And my friend Amber loved it. I don't know that she didn't like it better than the first one, but she really liked it. So... whereas I was like, as I was watching, I was like, I regret agreeing to go see this movie.
Oh no!
the best, I mean, it depends on what you like about the first movie, I guess, you know? Like, what is most interesting to you about the first movie?
Yeah, I'm trying to think of what, it was surprising.
Yeah. I think that was what I thought. They very cleverly dealt with the fourth wall break, you know? Whereas this one, I felt like, there were so many references to, this is a movie, this is fictional, you know, like, oh, this is like a bad plot device, or like, oh, that's just lazy writing, like, several times. And so I was like, you're doing it so often, like, I already knew it was lazy writing, you're just reminding me that this is lazy, like,
oh,
you
no,
just,
really?
Yeah, like, this is a really bad plot point, why did you do that?
Lampshade on it, to me, I don't buy that.
Right.
I'm like, okay, you can hang a lampshade on it once, and I'm like, well, if you knew it was lazy writing, then why didn't you fix it?
Exactly,
like,
yeah.
Lampshade on it is a lazy, like, lazy fix to a lazy problem.
Yeah, the fact that they did it so many times, I was like, okay, you gotta stop.
Really?
Yeah. And
once?
Then, yeah,
twice
exactly.
Is
once
too
or twice.
Much.
Yeah, yeah. Or at least do, like, a different, you know, a yeah. different take on it. And then there were some moments, like, and this wasn't so bad, but, like, I really liked Domino, like, and I sort of, like, understand why they, like, did reshoots to add more of her, mm-hmm. but you could really tell some of them were a reshoot. Oh. Like, there was one scene, where they were, like, in a cab together or something, and like, you know, Josh Brolin and Deadpool and Dupinder are having, like, a conversation that is flowing, and then every once in a while, Domino says, like, a one-liner that people don't react to. So I was like, this was clearly a reshoot, and they are not in the same car together.
Oh, jeez.
You know?
Yeah.
So I was like, this is very strange. And then I'm wondering, like, how little was she in the movie originally? Mm-hmm. That, because it's not like she was in it that much, you know?
Yeah.
So I was like, y'all promoted Domino and Cable the same at first, and Cable was clearly a lot more important than Domino. So, anyway.
It was just the secondary cast that had me the most interested, like all the kids.
Yes, yes.
His little team and all that, like, they're what I'm into for.
The team.
If I had been able to swing it on Friday, I would have gone. And
yeah.
Gonna
the team was fun. The team was definitely fun, and I like. I mean, there wasn't enough of Teenage Negasonic, longest name ever, who I really enjoyed her in the first movie, and yeah. so I was sad that there wasn't as much of her. I'm guessing there must have been some kind of, like, scheduling conflict or something.
She's
something
in,
else.
She was in The Exorcist this season.
Oh, well, then
she's the main character.
That's probably why. So, like, I understand that they couldn't have more of her. But there was just some parts, like, I thought the Vanessa scenes were really good. The Deadpool and Vanessa scenes. And it was, like, on a different level than the rest of it, I would say. Hmm. Like, because they write them with, like, it feels genuine. Uh-huh. Those scenes, and then there's other scenes that I was like, this feels like, I was like, it feels like toddlers who really liked the first movie wrote this movie, but it's the same, but it's the same people, so clearly that's not true. But anyway, but, like I said, my friend really loved it, so clearly mine is not the only opinion.
Yeah, I'm really, I don't know what I'm gonna think,
mm-hmm.
because I mean, I liked the first one,
but it's not a movie I've ever felt compelled to watch again. Right. I think I have watched parts of it again, because mm-hmm. Matt has watched it again. But, because it's just a bit too vulgar and violent for my taste. And so it's not something I'm going to sit and enjoy watching over and over again.
And I think they really lean into the violent, not necessarily the vulgarity, which isn't such a problem to me, but, like, the violence of, like, now that we have a bigger budget, how much grosser can our kills be?
Oh, that kind
of thing, which is not, you know.
That was one of the problems I had with Logan.
Right.
Was it was really mm-hmm. violent. And I was like, I've never really cared about violence before, but I was like, this is more than I care to watch.
Right.
Which is why I've only ever seen that movie once.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hate it when they do that. Like, Into the Badlands between season 1 and 2 did the same thing. Where it's like, we have more money now, so we can be, like, more gory. And I'm like, but why? Like, what is it adding? Like,
exactly. There are way other better ways to spend your money. Like, you don't have to spend it on gore. Especially because that was the smaller budget, you know, comparatively speaking, of the first movie was part of its charm. I
think. Yeah.
You know?
And I think a lot of the time that can help, as long as as long as you have somebody who knows how to use that budget,
mm-hmm.
it forces them to be more creative.
Yes, for sure. For sure. But I will say the credit sequence for Deadpool 2 was hilarious.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, that was definitely when there was the most laughs in the audience. Everyone was laughing at the opening credits sequence. So,
because the opening credits for the first one were really great.
Yeah, yeah. so that was a good sign.
Cool. All right. Well, I have a really busy next couple of weeks. I think so. Matt's birthday's in a week.
Oh,
and a half.
Oh, happy birthday, Matt!
Yeah. So we have a lot going on. So mm-hmm. I'm not sure when I'm going to have time to go see it.
Fingers crossed. It'll be soon enough that I will still remember what I saw. So that we can discuss it.
Yeah. Because I have Solo tomorrow night.
Oh, that's right. You do. Which I'm very much looking forward to how mediocre you think it is.
Yeah, Matt is now saying he will see it only if I come out saying it's a good movie.
Oh, so he won't go with you the first time?
Yeah, he won't go with me the first time. But he trusts my judgment and to know whether or not he'll like it.
Oh, okay.
You know. I was like, well, thank you for trusting me.
Yeah,
that
that's sweet.
I was like,
that's sweet of him.
But I don't think you're going to like it, because I don't think I'm going to like it.
Right.
But we'll see. Maybe I'll be
Are there any reviews out for it? I feel like I heard those, like the first half wasn't that good, but the second half got better, or something like that. I feel like I heard that. Like, I was like, it's half a good movie, is what I've heard.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't know. I haven't seen very much. I've been so busy and or sick.
Oh. Do you plan on seeing Solo, Angela?
No. I have a friend who's like, let's go see Solo. I'm like, you haven't seen Black Panther yet. Just come over and watch Black Panther.
We're watching Black Panther with my parents tonight because they haven't seen it yet.
Oh, I'm so excited. Yeah. I can't wait to hear their thoughts on it. Yeah. You gotta tell me. They better like it. No, just kidding.
Yeah, I still technically have tickets to see Solo also on Thursday with the crew the lining up crew at the Chinese, because I was like, when Matt said that, I'm like, well, now I'm not gonna give them up, because just in case.
Right,
I
in case like he wants to go see it. Yeah,
I know I'll be I should be able to get rid of them, and if not, I'll go.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I'm not holding out much hope.
Right,
we'll see.
Fingers crossed, though, because better to enjoy.
Yeah,
the movie
I would definitely like to be pleasantly surprised.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds, from what I have heard, it sounds like Ron Howard and his influence obviously saved it.
Oh, well, that's good.
And, yeah. I know there were people upset, though, that, like, the writer came out and said something about, like, was it Lando is pansexual? But
people were
people were upset because they're like, okay, stop telling us this.
Oh, and show us.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, stop telling us afterwards. You know, it's the Dumbledore mm-hmm. thing. It's like, okay, Dumbledore's gay. Nothing in the books ever indicated that,
right,
really.
Exactly.
So, can you please stop telling us and actually show us these things?
I 100% agree.
That's not representation. Telling us later.
Yeah. Did they say that it's not in the movie?
It sounds like it's
not. Oh, that sucks.
I mean, it's Lando and he kind of flirts with everybody, but then that doesn't mean he's attracted to everybody.
Right. And it also, someone else did point out, like, it was like, pansexuality should be very common in a universe where there are so many creatures that you, like, would you even know what the gender is of that creature, you know?
Yes, seriously.
So, like, why would every species have two genders? Like, there's some, aren't there even some on Earth, like, animal species that are, like, different, it's not, like, male and female?
I think there are some that can spontaneously change their gender.
Yeah. So you'd think you'd incorporate more of that across the galaxy.
No, of course not.
But, oh well.
Oh well.
Yeah, whatever.
Going back to Deadpool, because we actually were supposed to use that to segue.
Oops!
Let's segue. Let's let Angela speak for a while.
So only back to Deadpool, it's the kid who, I haven't seen Deadpool 2 yet, but from the trailers, it's the kid who they're only trying to save or protect or whatever.
Oh, like he's Australian, right?
I'm guessing from New Zealand.
Oh, New Zealand, yes. New Zealand.
He's talked for a while by Taika Waititi, although that doesn't necessarily mean that he's...
Well, he definitely had an accent that was either New Zealand or Australia.
I'm going to guess it's probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that is on Hulu right now for Taika Waititi fans. It's his less talked about movie. I feel like it came after. It was like in between What We Do in the Shadows and Into Thor Ragnarok.
Oh.
Other people, and I think it's really good. It's the same humor that, you know, if you know Taika Waititi, you know the humor. but it has a lot more heart. Like, What We Do in the Shadows is kind of just that, like, parody, funny, whatever. But Hunt for the Wallpaper has a lot of heart. It's the kid whose name I also looked up.
Uh-huh.
In Deadpool 2. And Samuel, and so this kid is like, he's in the foster system, and he's adopted, or fostered, not adopted, by this couple who lives on the side of a mountain in New Zealand.
Oh! So,
and it's really the, like, the woman who is, like, kind of, like, the lead of this, and Samuel's the, like, grumpy dad, slash grumpy husband, or whatever. But then the mom drops dead.
Yeah.
And, sorry.
No, it's all right. It's all right. I'm just, so that's a gasp of sadness.
And that's Taika Waititi's one cameo in the movie follows the back, because he plays in one scene the, like, pastor at their little, like, and the kid, I guess they're going to take him back, the foster system. Although, like, they keep saying, like, this was his, like, the lady who drops him off, I should look up her too. She's the one who's Jeff Goldblum's little, like, bodyguard soldier.
Oh, she's the one who's, like, in every single one of Taika Waititi's movies.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
The grandmother in Moana.
Aww!
Parents and small children who that is a touchstone for. So she's like, the tough ass foster child family services, whatever, lady. And she tells the kid when she drops them off, like, you're really troubled, this is your last chance, there'll be, like, orphanage for you if this doesn't work out. And then, like, because the mom is dead, they're going to take him away, which didn't make sense to me, because I'm like, this is the last space that you had for him. Why would you remove him?
Right,
yeah. Just because, you know. So he runs away into the woods. And then, because Sam Neill's, like, he's, like, a living off the land kind of a person.
Oh.
He had, like, been out there. So he runs away in the woods, and Sam Neill runs after him.
Mm-hmm.
And Sam Neill finds him. Because it's, like, the wilderness. Like, you don't see people for, like, days. Kind of, really. But then Sam Neill breaks his leg, so then they're, like, stuck in the woods for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time they, like, make it to this outskirts of civilization again, there's, like, a huge manhunt. Like, people think that Sam Neill has kidnapped him.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's basically them, like, running from the law now, because, like, they want to stay together. So that's where it's really sweet.
Oh, that is sweet.
They don't want to be split up, because, like, they did not get along, but they didn't really, like, have any connection until this happened.
Right.
They both loved her, and then she died, and then, so, like, them off having adventures.
So, Sam Neill, is that, who is Sam Neill? Just before
Sam Neill from,
Jurassic Park? I don't know, that doesn't mean anything to me.
He also plays in the play within Thor Ragnarok, Odin.
Oh, okay.
He's a really famous, British? He's a British actor, isn't he? Is he not actually British?
No, like, he's from Australia.
I have no idea.
I think I thought he was British, and then found out he's not actually British.
That would be funny. Let me find out. Yeah, tell us. Yeah. Tell us true.
Anyway, yeah, it's sweet. It has all of that trademark humor. It's very absurdist in places still.
He's New Zealand.
Oh, look at that. He's from New
Zealand, which I didn't know.
Oh, there you go. Again, the actress who I forget who I mentioned earlier, the woman from Thor Ragnarok, she's like... super absurd, because she's like a child and family services director, and she's chasing them down like she's the FBI.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
it kind of has it all. I feel like What We Do with the Shadows is more famous, and I totally understand why, but in some ways, like, Hunt for the Wild People gives you more,
because
it gives all that same kind of humor, but a whole lot of heart. The dog does die, though.
Oh no!
Morning.
She got really mad at me.
Yeah, I was gonna say my friend can't watch when dogs die, so I guess I won't take her. Or not take her. I won't show her.
And I'll say this: like that can be like game over for me.
Yeah.
But because this movie is what it is, and it isn't absurdist humor, although that scene is not absurdist, like I got over it in like 10 minutes.
Oh, you know, good.
Later, so then I was fine. Yeah, I like it a lot. Like it has a good ending. Like, how much am I allowed to spoil? I don't know. Like, he does end up having to go to jail, Sam Neill.
Oh, well, that's all right.
But then, because he technically kidnapped the kid.
Sad.
Once they figured out that they were, like, being hunted for anyway, then they, rather than, like, turning themselves in, they kept running until they just couldn't anymore.
Right.
And then, like, the movie time jumps to the end, so they get to, like, still have a relationship.
Oh, okay, good. So it's like Baby Driver.
I still haven't watched Baby Driver.
You guys haven't seen Baby Driver?
I know it's really terrible because I love Edgar Wright, but it's fun.
It's fun. We don't have to get into a review of Baby Driver.
No,
but just the idea of like the time jump, so that you still see what happens after the ending. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I meant.
Perfectly. You have the ending and you have time jump, and like you're mm-hmm. really cool with the family that he does end up being adopted by as well, because they're like characters to meet like in the course of the movie.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah, it was really, I enjoyed it a lot. And I would highly recommend Song of Easy.
I love Taika's style, and yeah. So I really, really want to watch it.
Yeah.
It's just, it's been on my list for a while, but I'm so busy.
Aww.
Yeah, I'm still behind. I still am like 2 weeks behind on iZombie.
Oh, I haven't watched the season. Really? I watched the premiere, and then I just didn't. I fell behind.
Yeah.
And I want to, like, obviously I love iZombie, but... I just haven't had time.
Yeah.
I didn't realize how much of a hardcore, I guess, ravioli shipper I was, because when Rob Thomas was, like, derisive of it, I got pissed off and stuff.
Aww.
They've been, like, it's definitely not going to happen. Like, I could have handled that, but they were, like, a little scornful. They were, like...
Yeah, I don't think that's, like, that's not cool. Yeah. Because you're, like, yeah, there's nothing about it that's inherently, you know, weirder than another ship, than any other ship.
Right,
yeah.
And they could be together this season, apparently, since he's, like... Robbie's like semi-zombie now.
Oh, he's that's right. Yeah,
yeah.
I remember.
He gets it, like, it's his monthlies, like a couple days every month. He's like kind of a zombie,
like a werewolf zombie.
That means they could be together, I guess. And I didn't realize how much of me was like sticking around, holding out hope that it would happen.
Oh,
because when I found it, it definitely wouldn't, and they were mean about it.
Yeah, I'm glad that I wasn't involved in, like, Veronica Mars, or, like, that fandom wasn't really, like, this kind of a thing back then. Because,
yeah.
Veronica Mars, even though, like, obviously, like, Logan and Veronica was great, but I was always like, Weevil and Veronica seems like the best pairing, and I bet that if fandom existed that back then, they would have been like, Weevil and Veronica, that's just sick, and then I would be like, alright, bye, bitch! Nothing wrong with Weevil and Veronica!
The fandom was like that, he was just very, like, people need to, like, not... Like, I don't know, it was just weird.
Yeah, no, exactly, like, that is just weird. That is weird. And
it would be easier for me if they had, like, a good alternative for her, but, like, her and Major are just going further and further opposite directions.
Like, that definitely seems like the ship, Major and Liv, but...
They will obviously end up together.
Yeah, but they always make it harder and harder, and I'm like, how many seasons do you think
half
you have?
The time it doesn't make sense. Well, they've been renewed, and
in the
next
final
year
season.
Will be the final
season. Exactly.
Season. So somehow they're going to have to make them... But right now, the way that this season is going, they're pulling them farther apart.
Right.
So somehow next year.
Yeah, and
I was thinking that, like, last season or so, honestly, even the first season, I thought they were setting Major up for, like, a big heroic sacrifice or something.
Ooh.
That's where it felt like they were going with his character, because he was born. Major Lily White was the perfect name for his character.
Major Mayonnaise.
I think it were interesting, and I thought that's what they were going to set it up, and then they didn't, and it's interesting, but it doesn't work as a ship, and I don't know, I was like, I don't know if I'm here for, like, a zombie show, where it's, like, The Walking Dead, the CWI zombie style, I was like, I don't know.
Yeah. I don't...
So and sometimes when you have to wait too long. That's why I still haven't watched the last season of Orphan Black. I had to wait, like, over a year.
I haven't watched it either. Same thing.
Every time that we bring up Orphan Black, I think about how I need to watch.
I know.
It never happens.
It's so bad. I know. We even borrowed it from my mom, and I still haven't watched it.
If I have to wait too long for a new season, I can forget. So we're going to see about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. too.
Yeah, I know. That's such a long
one. It'll still be in the summer, where there's not going to be a lot much else.
Yeah.
Says the person who only watches K-dramas, and they're all the time.
Okay, for me, dramas. That will really help, actually. Yeah. Having this up. Yeah.
Oh,
because
really?
I like this in the summer because
there's fewer shows. Yeah, for sure.
Because that's when I try to catch up with things.
I feel like I should have some more time. Like, there's definitely I'll have fewer reviews to write for sure. So that gives me some more time. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
do we have anything else to say, ladies?
I don't think so.
A proof that it's time to end.
And now it's gone. But yes, no, I think we're done.
Well, thank you for joining us, Angela.
Yes.
And remember to check us out on withanaccent.com. Where soon we will hopefully have way more news to give you, because Comic-Con will be coming up.
Oh, God.
Yep.
I'm already scared. I was like, oh, my God, it's only 2 months away.
Yeah, and check us out on With an Accent on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, and Pop A La Carte Pod on Twitter as well.
Thank you very much.
Au revoir.
We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.